around the world. We got the best
basketball. Right corner, Fisher jacks up a three. Good! There it is again, number two for Allie Fisher in this quarter. Here's a drive into the lane, handoff to Drew Brodigan. On the arc, Gillessing, he's available. Got it from three-point territory. Backcourt, it goes to Cook up into Gadosh. Pulls up and tries to light it up from three-point land and does. Brooke Gadosh, a 23-footer for Anna.
Join the excitement on scoresbroadcast.com.
Riding through the lane, off balance, Sherman banked it right in front. Got it to go. Good play by Sherman. He went to work on Bryce Sosbick. Deep right corner, Ray-Ann Frye. Dribble drive, running one-hander. Banked it in. Nicely done by Ray-Ann Frye with a second left in the first half. Oh, look at Benjamin go to work. Driving down the left side of the lane. Dipsy-do maneuver by Benjamin with the left hand. Wow. A terrific play by Wyatt Benjamin.
Enjoy all those terrific plays on your phone or computer. Follow the Anna Rockets, Bodkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Rushi Raiders, Versailles Tigers, Minster Wildcats, Layman Catholic Cavaliers, and Sydney Yellow Jackets.
Rogers comes out to catch, hands off to Gordon. Gordon spots up, launches a three. Good! He hit it from 22 feet. Andre Gordon, line drive, shot, nothing but Gord. 43-26, it's a track meet right now. Chieftains don't want that. They do not want to run with them. Rebound Gordon. Oh, a no-look pass ahead to Bowser. Driving low up, got it.
So many players excel on scoresbroadcast.com.
What a game. Raiders win it by 12. Who's the Clancy's award winner for both clubs?
Well, on the Rushi side, there's a lot of choices, but I'm going to go with Cole Tevy. I just thought he was terrific. He's undersized for the position he has to play. That every game that kid comes out and just does an amazing job.
Back to Heron. She lines up a three. It looks like it's good from here. It is. Maria Heron hits another one.
You're going to have trouble beating Rushi when she's getting 26 on you.
Here's Heron all the way down the lane, all the way to the rack. Shovels left hand. Good by Maria Heron. Unstoppable in this game.
I'd like to see her and Andre Gordon go at it.
Superb teams go at it every night.
Ball lobbed into Bringer foul line. One dribble down the lane. She's open all the way to the rack for two. Courtney Bringer deals to Reckman on the arc. She steps inside it. Jump shot at the buzzer. 18-footer. Got it. Reckman finished the first half for Minster with a buzzer-beating two-pointer.
Buzzer beaters and perfect passes.
Oh, what a nice wraparound pass. Beautifully done by Cassie Meyer. She got double-teamed. Knew somebody had to be open. Threw the ball below the basket along the bottom of the key to Olivia Clark. She was the beneficiary of a fine pass again from Cassie Meyer. Oh, here's a great pass down the floor. Keyshawn Johnson, a 50-foot heave to Kirtner, low on the left. He beat everybody down the court. Caught it as he was going up. Great assist, Keyshawn Johnson. Thrown back out on the play to Vanessa Winter. Open for 15. Bullseye. Vanessa Winter's on the money.
Money? Enjoy scoresbroadcast.com free of cost. There's no other high school play-by-play internet service like it. We're the radio on your phone.
If you guys enjoy what we do here, and if you enjoy the high school basketball in Shelby County as much as we like bringing it to you, let the sponsors know. Let them know that you appreciate what they're doing, you know, because they're not making the money off of us. They're giving us this opportunity to bring these games to you. So if you get a chance, make sure you let these sponsors know how much you appreciate their sponsoring us.
Andy Pierce, middle of the floor, bounce pass, baseline right to Siegel, reverse way up, he sticks it in. Gasson made it happen. He navigated the paint, burning into the lane, hand off to Gasson, elbow in the left, fadeaway, 12-footer, in! What a shot by Gasson! It's tied up! It's tied up!
Since 2007, 400,000 listeners have been tied up, too, on game nights, listening to scoresbroadcast.com.
Oh, looky here. Murphy is in the open area behind the arc, and he lofts it along triple for Jackson Center. Got it at the buzzer. Wow, what a shot. Evan Burning lofted in a long three. The ball was delivered to him chest high. A good place to receive it, catch and shoot right away. And he pumped it in, beating the horn. And the Redskins are up 7-30-23 at the end of three.
Hello once again, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McVie here at Sydney High School. It's game two of the night, the other upper bracket sectional semifinal. here in the Sydney High School Girls Division 4 tourney. Jackson Center Tigers, the number one seed, 18-4 on the year, against Mississinewa Valley, 2-20. The winner of this game will take on Troy Christian, which won in a mild surprise over Botkins in game one tonight, 39-38, a real thriller. Botkins unfortunately missed a dozen free throws, shot below 50% at the stripe, and couldn't stop Catherine Lee on the game's last play. Somewhat of a scattered floor. Botkins elected to put pressure on pretty much full court. And head coach Tony Ferraro of Troy Christian said, get the ball inbounds to Catherine Lee. And Catherine, don't give it up. Take it as far as you can. Make something happen. And she did. A running one-hander off the backboard from about 9 or 10 feet away. It was a difficult shot. She was fairly well guarded, Chuck.
Well, she was in a lot of traffic when she shot that.
Sure was.
Sure.
Jack Kramer, Chuck McPhee back here at Sydney High School. Both teams warming up out on the floor at the moment. Jackson Center to the right, Mississinewa Valley to the left. And Chuck, I wasn't kidding when I said at the end of game one, you can bet Jackson Center is breathing a little bit of a sigh of relief. Botkins was a nemesis for the Tigers in the regular season, a three-point game, a six-point game. Jackson Center had a lot of difficulty with Botkins' size on the inside during the regular campaign's two games.
Yeah, I don't think Coach Reese would say that out loud, but I guarantee you that he's happier to play Troy Christian than he is playing Botkins for the third time.
So it's very conceivable that Jackson Center, well, it's a fact. At Jackson Center, which won game one in the tournament over Fairlawn, is going to get to the sectional final, Chuck, without playing another Shelby County League school in either game two or game three, with Troy Christian having beaten Botkins.
Well, I mean, to put Mississinewa into perspective, they had two wins this year. One of them was against Fairlawn, and Fairlawn had a 10-point lead. Fairlawn didn't win a game.
Jackson Center, the number one seed in this overall 12-team sectional. And Mississinewa Valley was 11. Mississinewa Valley's 1-2. Jackson Center 18-4 on the year. Jackson Center Tigers closed the season with a rush. As a Jackson Center from January 11th on has lost just once. And that was a setback 40-28 to Versailles on February 11th. It's been a very good late stretch of the year for Jackson Center with a win over Rushi back on January 19th by 8, a win at Anna by 7, then a victory over Botkins by 6. Jackson Center beat a very good Covington club to end January by 8. Then Jackson Center in a game we covered here on scoresbroadcast.com down Fort Loring on February 4th by 8 points. Did lose to Versailles by 12. It was a competitive game for three quarters. And Jackson Center is entering game two of tournament fray here against Mississinewa Valley. So many thanks to our fine underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, including these anchors: American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney, Troy Body Car Star, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio region, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Let's highlight these additional underwriting sponsors for you. We won't get through them all, but here are numerous ones. Manbauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finishing 2 years, go one night a week. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. And Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Jackson Center Tigers, coached by Jeff Reese. He's done a fine job in his first year as the mentor of the Jackson Center program. starting five includes Christian Ware, 5'11", a senior. Olivia Clark in the middle, 6'2", a junior. Cassie Meyer, 5'8", a senior in the opening five. Cameron Elkert at guard, 5'3", a senior. And Kennedy Reese, 5'5" tall and a junior. It is not a very big Mississinewa Valley team. In fact, it's a club that is pretty small. Only one young lady over 5'7", and that is Kelsey Hunt, 5'8", and a senior. In fact, Mississinewa Valley starts four seniors and a sophomore. Opening five, Michaela Stump, 5'3", senior. Kylie Willis, 5'3", a senior. Kelsey Hunt, 5'8", a senior. Madison Stackler, 5'7", a senior. And Sydney Hunt, 5'6", a sophomore, the sister of starter Kelsey Hunt. Michaela Stump and Kelsey Hunt, two leading scorers on the year for the two clubs at 12 and 13 points respectively. Opening tip to start the game, won by Jackson Center in the road, black, orange numbers, white Tigers across the front, orange and white piping down the sides of the shorts. Here's a quick three ball, right corner, Cameron Elkert, rimmed it, no good, and the rebound is jammed out of bounds by Mississinewa. We'll call them the Blackhawks most of the night, Chuck, rather than the seven-syllable phrase Mississinewa Valley. I didn't count the number of syllables.
It's, I think it's six.
Six?
Maybe seven.
First 30 seconds of the game, no score. Cameron Elkert's got the ball left side of the floor to Ware in the corner. Out back to Cassie Meyer. Cassie named today to the Shelby County League All-League First Team Unit. Here's a shot missed from the left corner by Jackson Center. Nice rebound on the inside by Christian Ware, who banked it home. 2-0 in favor of the Tigers. Now, two players for Botkins in game one tonight. Sarah Bergman and Paige Lane named to the All-County First Team, representing the Shelby County League. And Cassie Meyer for Jackson Center also named to the first team. There's a bad pass by the Blackhawks down to her left. Jackson Center gets it, leading 2-0. Reese and Elkert bring it down the floor. Bowen Jackson Center's got Cameron Elkert shooting threes. Cassie Meyer feeding and scoring, and Olivia Clark doing her thing on the inside. Coupled with good bench play, the Tigers are tough to beat. A shot missed on the inside. Rebound thrown back out to Cameron, who shoots the three, no good. Clark misses a bunny down on the interior. Got the rebound, couldn't stick it in. Rebound Blackhawks, quickly down the floor. Broken up by Cassie Meyer, and it goes out of bounds. 6:26 to go in the first quarter. 2-0 Tigers. The winner of this game will play Troy Christian Saturday at noon. Good inbounds play by the Blackhawks below the rim into Kelsey Hunt. Point blank range. Lays it up and through. We're tied at two. Good dish by the playmaker, Michaela Stump, from out of bounds. Here's Ware for Jackson Center. Top of the circle. Hand off to Meyer, who fakes left, goes right. Streaking down the right side of the lane. All the way to the rim. A little too much mustard on it. No good. Rebound tip to Kennedy Reese. Tigers get it back. Baseline left to Ware. Ball knocked loose by the Blackhawks to Elkert, straight away with a three. Swish! She's got it. And a Blackhawks player went down on the left knee. She's shaken up. That floor doesn't give. 5:50 left in the first. Three ball by Elkert. Good. 5-2 Tigers on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to the Bluffton University MBA program. Finishing 2 years, go one night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Frisch is in Sydney, what's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, John gives you his best shot. The In-Between, just south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between, it's out of this world. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Take a long look at Primary Eye Care on the web at primaryeyecare.org. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service, call 492-9495. These Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, and an Anna Adams Tech Solutions with on-time high-tech computer solutions, plus an array of customized promotional items for you, and Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. And the one player for Mississinewa Valley helped off the floor just a few minutes ago after suffering a banged-up right knee, and Madison Stackler. Michaela Stump on the floor for the Mississinewa Valley Blackhawks, who made one of two free throws as we return to action. And guess what? Another long jumper from the right corner by Cameron Elkert. Her second triple of this game already, right, Chuck?
Yes. When she sets her feet, she's as good a shooter as there is in the league.
You're right about that. 8-3 in favor of Jackson Center. The Blackhawks guilty of a charging foul at midcourt. Good defensive play by the Tigers, who have possession leading by 5 with just over 3 minutes gone here in the opening quarter.
She had a brother that could shoot a 3 or 2 during his season.
Oh, I'd say so. Yep, indeed. Good pass by Cassie Meyer on the high post down inside to Olivia Clark. Couldn't get the shot to fall, but she's bumped on the arm, and she will shoot 2. Couple free throws coming for Olivia. Free throws so important, especially in close games in the tournament. We don't anticipate this one will be tight, but in game one, it was snug throughout for 4 quarters, and Botkins missed 12 free throws, shooting below 50% for the game, and that's what did Botkins in at the end. One free throw made, one miss. Long rebound to Jackson Center. Shot by Clark, bouncing off the rim. Rebound Kennedy Reese on top to Elkert. Finds the open player Ware, who jacks up the 18-footer. Short, no good. Rebound Blackhawks. 4:30 left to go here in the first quarter. 9-3 in favor of Jackson Center. Wow, here's a long three from downtown. Yes, what a shot by Michaela Stump, the 5'3 senior. Stump swished a bomb, 9-6, Jackson Center by 3. Elkert deep in the right corner to Reese. Back to Cameron, who goes baseline. Pulls up, 15-foot J, got it again. 8 points for Cameron Elkert, what a start. She has 8 of the Tigers, 11. 3:50 left to go, first quarter. 11-6, Jackson Center. Here's Kylie Willis down the floor, gives it up baseline left on the play to Kelsey Hunt. Hands off to Michaela Stump, shot short of the mark. Rebound Cassie Meyer of Jackson Center, who glides down the floor, gives it up to Clark for a long one, straddling the arc, hits it. A long deuce, Olivia Clark. And the Blackhawks get a timeout. Jackson Center up 7, 3:31 to go in the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Botkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkins, 25 and 274.
Jackson Center Tigers, thanks to very good outside shooting from Cameron Elkert, own a 7-point lead over the Blackhawks of Mississinewa Valley, 13-6, with 3:25 to go in the first quarter. Blackhawks bring it up outside the arc on the left. It goes on the play to Sydney Hunt, a sophomore. Hand off to Michaela Stump. Ball lobbed to the cutter, who feeds left corner to Kaya Levy, who is the young lady, a freshman, who's checked in for the injured Madison Stackler. Driving across the lane, throwing up a runner, Kelsey Hunt blocked on the play by Jackson Center. Here's Cassie Meyer down the floor. Pull up Jay foul line. Bingo! She's got it. Good move by Cassie Meyer. That's why she's all Shelby County. Named to the first team today. 15-6 in favor of Jackson Center. Mississinewa throws up the floor, left corner Levy. She catches, and her foot is on the stripe out of bounds. 2:42 to go in the first. The winner will take on Troy Christian at noon Saturday in the upper bracket sectional championship game, girls division 4 here at Sydney. Troy Christian in a mild upset knocked out Bodkins in game 1, 39-38. Elkert, another three straight on. Look out. Good again. Cameron Elkert lighting it up for Jackson Center. She's got 11 of the Tigers' first quarter, 18 points. And her dad, Scott, midcourt, far sideline, acting unfazed, Chuck.
As he's if, a happy man.
As if he knows it's going to go in every time. 2:15 to go, first quarter. We've got a turnover, Blackhawks at midcourt. Tigers get it. Up 12, 18-6. Here's Kennedy Reese, top of the circle. Dribbles to the right, hands off to Elkert, who wants to go baseline right to Miranda Hickey, who's in. Outside the arc on the left to Reese. She hoists up a three, missed it hard, no good. Rebound Clark to Elkert. Good ball movement to Ware at the foul line. Vanessa Winter in now for Jackson Center, 5'9 senior. Here's a long three ball by Cassie Meyer, right corner, short, high off the rim, no good. Rebound Blackhawks, who streak the other way. Dribbling hard down the floor, Olivia Murphy, a sophomore, in off the bench. Bad pass, Blackhawks, picked off by Meyer to Elkert. Up the floor, left corner, dropped it, got it back. Hemmed in, and it's ruled a jump. Arrow favors the Blackhawks.
Well, they're going to give that turnover to Elkert, but no one came to help her.
90 seconds to go, first period. Jackson Center up a dozen, 18-6. Blackhawks in backcourt with the basketball. Olivia Murphy slowly dribbling. Bounces right side, Michaela Stump. Ball lobbed out high on the left. Bailey Johnson, a sophomore, in now for the Blackhawks. Ball thrown foul line to Hunt. Hunt veers off into the left corner. Looks for a cutter. Can't find her. 1 minute to go, first quarter. Jackson Center up 12. Blackhawks throw straight away. Handled there by Stump. Stump goes outside the arc. Jackson Center guilty of kicking the ball. Blackhawks retain possession. Down 12, 18-6. 53.7 to go, first quarter. Inbounding, far right side, Hunt. To Stump. Stump with a step back three. Wow. 27-footer off to the right. No good. She made one earlier, nearly that long. That one wouldn't go. Here's Meyer driving for Jackson Center. Dishing right corner to Cameron Elkert. And guess what? Another triple from downtown. Swish-a-roo.
And she kind of made a face as she went back down the court. Looked kind of like Larry Bird.
Wow. Is she on fire? Blackhawks, good drive. Nice finish. Kelsey Hunt got the two and a foul. A plus one chance for Kelsey. As she slipped her way down the right side of the lane after the Elkert made three for the Tigers. 21-8, Jackson Center by 13. Free throw good, Blackhawks 21-9. Tell you what, Chuck, a few of these Mississinewa Valley Blackhawks have got some offensive firepower.
I've been kind of impressed.
Jackson Center, a very good defensive team all year long. 21-9, Tigers lead, 8 seconds to go first quarter, left side Reese. Oh, they go opposite to Elkert. She's got a double screen, three ball into the quarter. In again, my goodness gracious. Cameron Elkert is scorching hot. Wow.
Think she might be feeling it this evening.
17 points for her in the first quarter, Chuck. 5 threes and a deuce.
Yes.
Unbelievable. 24-9, Jackson Center. After one on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. And if you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
We start the second quarter here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. 24-9, Jackson Center leads. That's not the story, though. Cameron Elkert is the story in this game. She's made 5 threes and a 2. I think she's missed 1 shot.
She's six of 8, 5 of 7 shooting threes.
She's missed 2 shots. My fault.
That's still pretty darn good.
Here's a drive. Oh, what a shot. Powering to the rim after the Jackson Center miss was a Blackhawks player, Kelsey Hunt, and she kissed one in off the window. Good penetration and got it to go down. 7:18 to go, second quarter, 24-11 in favor of Jackson Center. Cameron Elkert with 17 points. That's one storyline tonight. The other, Botkins was nipped at the wire, a shot with just under 4 seconds to go by Catherine Lee for Troy Christian. 39-38, mild surprise in our opening game of the night. Troy Christian inched past Botkins, and Troy Christian awaits this winner. Here is, speaking of winners, Vanessa Winter drives into the lane for Jackson Center and hits the 10-foot jumper. 26-11 in favor of Jackson Center. 6.5 to go, second quarter. With the ball for Mississinewa, 25 feet away on the right is Kaya Levy. Throws into the right corner. Jackson Center gets a fist on it and drives it out of bounds. Kylie Willis checking in for Mississinewa. And coming out, Olivia Murphy. Baseline right of the basket, Kelsey Hunt to throw in. Kennedy Reese is right there to intercept. And then tips it off to Cassie Meyer. Good hustle play by Reese. Meyer midcourt. Throws left corner Elkert. Thought about shooting. Didn't. To Reese. Into the lane winner. Turnaround 7-footer. Banked it up and in. Boy, that's Jackson Center's strength among a few strengths. The bench play. Winner coming in off the bench. And she's hit 2 shots here in the opening moments. Second quarter of action. Steel Tigers, outlet to Reese, driving layup, got it. 30-11, Jackson Center.
That was a nice job of avoiding the charge that time, getting the basket.
Yes, it was. Good body control by Kennedy. She has gotten better and better. Fine player to start the season. She's improved since. Here is Mississinewa into the lane, and navigating the paint for the Blackhawks is Bailey Johnson, a sophomore, and she attracts a 2-shot foul. Free throws here for the Blackhawks. The first of 2, no good, strong. 30-11, Jackson Center leads. 5:45 left to go, second quarter.
That was two on Cassie Meyer. She's going to probably sit for a little bit.
Sure, head coach Jeff Reese not real pleased with the fact that Jackson Center's given up some dribble drive penetration by the Blackhawks in this game. Although Jackson Center has answered with sharp shooting at the other end to lead by 19. Both free throws missed by the Blackhawks. Rebound to Clark of Jackson Center. Backcourt to Reese. Reese races up. Throws a pass to Winter, right corner. Oh, she's got an avenue right down the lane. All the way to the rack, banks it in. Winter saw the opening, took advantage.
You're right, their bench is really deep.
Boy, she's one of the super subs for the Tigers. Three buckets for Winter here in the second quarter. 32-11, Jackson Center. Nice drive into the lane by the Blackhawks. Short jump shot by Michaela Stump. No good, too hard. Long rebound out to Willis. And we've got a holding foul on Jackson Center, 25 feet from the basket. 5:10 to go here in the second quarter, 32-11. Jackson Center leads. Near midcourt, inbounding is Murphy for Mississinawa. Throws it away right to Clark. Clark on the loose up the floor. High dribble, couldn't hang on, goes out of bounds in the corner. Blackhawks ball. Tomorrow night, we've got the lower bracket sectional semifinals for you. Fort Loramie and Sonia, game one. Rushi Mechanicsburg, game two. We're on the web online on scoresbroadcast.com at 5:45 p.m. tomorrow night. Mississinawa throwing down inside. Cluster of players. Jackson Center manages to get a hand on it and punch it out of bounds. Substitution for Mississinawa. Back in Kelsey Hunt. Anna Zappa-Rezende had been on the floor just briefly for the Blackhawks. Baseline right of the basket, inbounding for Mississinawa is Murphy. Tries to get it in. Jackson Center may have tied up the play. No, Tigers got a hand on the ball, but a black shirt was out of bounds in so doing. Blackhawks retain possession. Murphy trying to inbound below the rim. Lobbed into the lane. It's high. And Elkert comes out of there with it for Jackson Center. Tug of war. Stolen by Mississinawa and laid in. Good hard-nosed play by Kelsey Hunt, who jerked that ball right out of the grasp of Cameron Elkert. 32-13 in favor of Jackson Center. Right side pass to Clark. 4:28 to go, second quarter. Lob to the cutter in the lane. Off-balance shot, Jackson Center. Caitlin Sosby, 5'4 sophomore, who's in now. Partially blocked, and the Blackhawks come out of there with it. Quickly down the floor, inside pass to the post. Goes right to Hunt, over guarding on Jackson Center.
Clark, that's going to be her second.
4:14 to go, second quarter, 32-13 in favor of the Tigers, who've been very sharp at the offensive end, not quite as sharp defensively. Mississinawa throwing in at the elbow on the right. Kylie Willis dumps it down inside to a teammate, and it is batted out of bounds off Jackson Center once more. Checking out for the Blackhawks is Kylie Willis. Baseline right of the basket. Murphy to throw in for Mississinawa. Goes right below the basket where Jackson Center almost steals. And Cameron Elkert's got it, but she's out of bounds. It's happened twice in a row.
Yep, she was just a nice steal, but she just happened to put the ball on the end line.
Murphy triggers, throws onto the arc for teammate Stump. It's loose, rolling at midcourt, and out of bounds to the Tigers. 4:06 to go in the second quarter. 32-13, Jackson Center. Tigers have Caitlin Sosby in with Kennedy Reese at guard. There is Kristen Ware with the ball, 5'11 senior. Drops it off into the post to a teammate, then gets it back. Big time collision below the basket, foul. It's against Mississinawa. Couple free throws here for Ware. She eyes the basket, high arc shot, short, no good. Tell you what, Chuck, close games, tournament ball, free throws, converted one and ones, Boy, those will tell the tale of the tape at the end.
Well, we watched Botkins finish their season because they missed 12 free throws.
Second shot, Ware, all net. 33-13, Jackson Center by 20. 3:50 to go here in the second quarter. The Blackhawks down the floor. It is Willis throwing left corner. It is off the mark and out of bounds. Intended for Michaela Stump, Jackson Center possession. Elkert backcourt to Cassie Meyer. Cameron Elkert's got 17, right, for Jackson
Center? She
had 17.
She hadn't taken a shot here after the end of the quarter.
She had 17 of the first 24, I think.
Yes.
Elkert dribbles to the top of the key. Hand off to Ware into the paint. Now to Hickey. Hickey strides into the post to Lehner right in front. Six-footer banked home. Nice shot by Hickey. 5'9 senior Miranda Hickey gets the goal. 3:14 to go first half. 35-13 Jackson Center. Deep right corner. Shot fake on the play by Hunt. Out back to the three-point shooter, Michaela Stump, a long one right on line, a little hard. She got the long rebound back, threw up a runner from 10 feet. It danced off the iron, and Cassie Meyer jerked down the rebound for the Tigers. Up the floor to Ware, shot fake. On the arc to Elkert again. Look out. Got it up again. Oh, my goodness. Cameron Elkert is on fire. And her dad, Jackson Center boys head coach Scott Elkert, far side of the floor, is trying to hold back the grin.
Well, I think he's telling everybody he's been working with her.
Oh, here's a steal, top of the circle. Bust out by Sosby at Jackson Center. Bolting down the floor with the left hand, no good. Rebound knocked out by the Blackhawks. 38-13 in favor of Jackson Center with 2:25 to go in the second quarter. Cameron Elkert has been scorching the Nets for the Lady Tigers.
6 of 8 shooting threes, that's pretty good.
She has 20 points already in this game. Good inbounds play. Cassie Meyer hits the cutter. It's Ware. Low on the left. Banks it down for Jackson Center.
This is the best I've seen them play offensively in quite a while.
40-13 in favor of the Tigers, who hit a mid-season lull on offense and found the points a little more difficult to come by, but have reeled off a nice series of wins. Only lost since the second week of January, 1-2 Versailles. Here's a turnaround shot in the lane, but Kelsey Hunt, no good. Rebound Ware of Jackson Center, and a Blackhawks player is on her back. Minute 53 to go here in the second quarter. Jackson Center rolling over Mississinawa, as expected, 40-13. We knew the Tigers and Cameron Elkert would play well. We didn't expect Cameron Elkert to have how many points at this juncture in the game, Chuck?
She's got 20 of the 40.
Wow. Minute 40 to go here in the second quarter. Blackhawks knocked the ball out of bounds in the left corner. Inbounding is Cassie Meyer. About 10 feet to the left of the basket on the baseline. Lobs it in on the play to Elkert. 30 feet out. Goes left side to Meyer. Telegraph. Mississinawa gets a hand on it. Ball rolls up ahead. Cassie Meyer traces it down to Elkert. Stops and pops. Three-pointer short. No good. She proves she's human. Rebound Blackhawks. Running the other way, Michaela Stump goes into the right corner, and she received a push on the play from Elkert. 1:18 to go in the second quarter. 40-13 in favor of Jackson Center. Cameron Elkert comes out with 1:18 to go in the second period, having dropped 20 on Mississinawa through the first 15 minutes. Here's a drive through the lane, but Kelsey Hunt, off-balance shot, she's whacked. Two free throws for Kelsey with 1:13 to go, second quarter. Looks like Chuck, without any doubt, it's going to be Troy Christian Jackson Center on Saturday at noon.
That's going to be a half, and then the other half is going to be set up tomorrow night.
Yep.
And without any upsets, we're going to be looking at another Rushi.
Fort Loramie.
Fort Loramie, thank you. I remember Fort Loramie. They've been to the state a couple times.
40-13 Jackson Center. First free throw, Hunt, no good. Second one long, Rebound down to Cassie Meyer of Jackson Center. She strides ahead, pulls up on the arc, goes foul line to the jump shooter. It is no good off the back iron. Cameron Haney in now for the Tigers, the 5'9 senior. Long rebound, though, knocked out to Reese, who launches a three, can't get it to go. Cassie Meyer's fallaway jumper in the lane, it's no good. Loose ball, far side of the floor, out of bounds to the Blackhawks with 50.8 remaining here in the second quarter, in Jackson Center leading 40-13. Here come the Blackhawks in backcourt. Kennedy Reese picks up the Blackhawks player at the timeline. That's Olivia Murphy. Outside the arc on the right, it's handled there by Bailey Johnson. Near side pass goes to Sydney Hunt. Michaela Stumpf's got it in the arc, lets it fly, online, bit strong. Nice rebound, Cassie Meyer, Jackson Center. 22 seconds to go first half. Cassie pulls up, goes to Reese, right wing. Swirls on top, flips it behind her to Meyer, 25 feet away. She gazes at the clock, down to 11. Cassie dribbling midcourt. Oh, nice back door to Haney. Haney catches in the lane, can't get it to go, though. 4 seconds remaining. Michaela Stumpf in the far right side of the floor. Runs it down for Mississinawa, knocked out by the Tigers with .6 to go in the first half. Mississinawa inbounds to the timeline, and that's it. A block of a shot taken by Mississinawa. It was crammed out of bounds by Ware of Jackson Center as she swatted that ball up into the first row. First half comes to a close. All Jackson Center as expected. 40-13 Tigers over the Blackhawks at intermission on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, market in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Sydney High School. Game one tonight in one of the two upper bracket sectional semifinals. Troy Christian knocked out Botkins 39-38 on a shot with just under four to play from Catherine Lee of Troy Christian. Here in the nightcap, Jackson Center overwhelming Mississinawa Valley 40-13. It'll be Jackson Center and Troy Christian in the upper bracket sectional championship game Saturday at noon. We are online on the web at 11:45 on Saturday morning. Our halftime report in game two brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Chuck, it's been all Tigers.
Well, yeah, no doubt about it. You look at big rebounding, 23-10 advantage for the Tigers, 13-3 on the offensive board. Mississinawa turned it over 13 times in the first half. Shooting as a team, Jackson was 16 of 35, had 45%. 6 of 13 from 3, and that can't be right because, yeah, 6 of 13, 3, has 46%. 2 of 4 from the free throw line. Mississinawa only got 15 shots off. They shot 20 shots less. Made 5 of 33%, 1 of 5 shooting threes, 2 of 7 from the free throw line. Cameron Elkert, 7 of 11 from the floor, 6 of 9 shooting threes, has 20 points. They got 6 points from Vanessa Winter. She was 3 for 3 from the floor. Kristen Ware had 5. Mississinawa led by, let me find her, Kelsey Hunt. She had 9, and Michaela Stump had 4 for their 13. Jackson scored 24 and 16, 40 for the first half. Mississinawa scored 9 and 4. They trail it 40 to 13 at the half.
Any weaknesses in Jackson Center's game so far, Chuck?
Not tonight. I mean, I'm not seeing anything. If Cameron Elker's going to shoot the ball like that, there's a whole lot of people going to have trouble with them for a while.
Well, once they get that inside-outside game going, you know, Cassie Meyer's going to score some. Olivia Clark on the inside. The bench players are very good. You're right. When Cameron Elkert is dropping 3 bombs with regularity, a few a half, Jackson Center can be pretty, pretty powerful.
Well, I mean, Cassie Meyer only had 2 points, but she had 9 rebounds, and she had 4 assists.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, if she's not scoring, she's still doing something for you.
Yeah, she's about as well-rounded as any young lady in the county. In fact, she might be the most well-rounded girls player in the Shelby County League, named today to the all-county first team, as were 2 Bodkins players, Paige Lane and Sarah Bergman. Wish we had better news about Bodkins, but the Trojans were knocked out earlier tonight by Troy Christian, 39-38. Wilson Health Sports Medicine has brought you our halftime report. 40-13 lead for Jackson Center over the Blackhawks on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee, cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Our student athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com is underwritten by LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. LaCal promotes student academic success on Scores Broadcast and has done so since the start of scoresbroadcast.com 11 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com, LaCal Equipment puts the spotlight on the seniors for the Jackson Center Tigers. And Chuck, these are young ladies who went to the state Final Four in basketball last year and have won 2 consecutive state championships in volleyball and will certainly make a bid to get to the regional and perhaps beyond this year. Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, that's a real good group of seniors, that's for sure.
Miranda Hickey, Cameron Elkert, Cassie Meyer, Cameron Haney, Vanessa Winter, Alicia Kessler, and Kristen Ware, Jackson Center Lady Tigers. Thank you so much to LaCal Equipment. We're going to try and find out what ails Alicia Kessler tonight. She's
sick.
Been out ill.
Oh, volleyball, wow.
Alicia,
that's worse than sick.
Alicia Kessler has missed basketball time here lately because of, I guess, J.O. volleyball.
Yeah, well, I've made my my stance on that. I think that when you're in season, it's a disappointment to let down your teammates to go play another sport.
Mm-hmm.
When you're in season, you should not be playing other sports.
These outstanding seniors for Jackson Center, again, Kristen Ware, Alicia Kessler, Vanessa Winter, Cameron Haney, Cassie Meyer, Cameron Elkert, Miranda Hickey, all seniors at Jackson Center, and most all of them, two state championships in volleyball, a trip to the Final Four in basketball last year, another outstanding season in basketball this year, 18-4 coming into tonight. They're under the spotlight thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
And thank you so much here on scorersbroadcast.com to these underwriting sponsors, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. The Bluffton University MBA program finishing 2 years ago, one night a week. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. And Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for greater savings. Take advantage of the Goffney Furniture website, a coupon there for you, GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, Furniture.com. That's Goffney Furniture, 2600 Michigan Avenue in Sydney. That's Route 47 west of I-75, Goffney Furniture, for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney Furniture, high-quality furniture priced just right at Goffney. Second half underway. Mississinewa Valley trailing Jackson Center 40-13. Missed shot by the Blackhawks. Rebound by Jackson Center. Down the floor to Kennedy Reese. Out back to Ware. To Meyer on the arc. Down low. Then left corner Elkert. Look out. Three ball. All net again. 23 points for Cameron Elkert. How many threes for her, Chuck? At least six?
That is her seventh.
Seventh. And how many points on the night for Cameron?
23.
Unbelievable evening for Cameron Elkert. Seven threes and a two.
I don't know why she took that two.
Here's a deep three by Murphy. Left corner, Blackhawks, no good. Weak side rebound off the fingertips of a white shirt. Out of bounds to Jackson Center. 6:51 to go here in the second quarter. Second half.
It is second half.
Yep. 43-13 Tigers lead. Reese looks for the cutter. Ware can't find her. Goes to Elkert on the arc. Starts a drive. Whoops. Stumbled a little bit and walked.
Yep.
Jackson Center Tigers with a great streak at the end of the game, or I should say at the end of the season. Lost to Minster by 14 on January 10th. Only one loss thereafter. That's 6 weeks of outstanding play. Here's a long three try by Mississinewa. Good. A bomb thrown in from way downtown. Sydney Hunt poured one through. Sydney Hunt and Michaela Stump have got good outside shooting strokes, Chuck. Here is Jackson Center powering down on the inside. Shot missed at short range. Rebound Mississinewa. Lost at the timeline. Out of bounds. Tigers get it back. 6:06 left here in the third, 43-16 in favor of Jackson Center. Blackhawks missing link is somebody sizable in the post. They've got two or three young ladies who shoot it well from the outside, have a nose for driving the ball into the guts of the defense. Here's a long three. Michaela Stump around and out. Rebound in the lane. Follow-away shot. No good. Kelsey Hunt. But she's fouled. Got one player taller than 5'7".
Right. Yeah, I mean, that is the problem. They just got pounded on the boards in the first half. That and Cameron Elkert is drilling them from three.
Foul shot. Hunt. In and out. No good. Kelsey couldn't get it to go. 43-16 Jackson Center, 5:44 to go third quarter. Tigers will play Troy Christian at noon Saturday in the upper bracket sectional championship. Second free throw rattled. It pinballed around, came out. And we've got a tie-up on the rebound. Arrow favors Jackson Center. Meyer to Reese, and she'll walk it up. Kennedy over the timeline for the Tigers. Runs right into the lane. Goes left corner to Elkert. Out on top to Cassie Meyer. Throws to the cutter Ware in the paint. Nearly walked. Hand off to Olivia Clark. Baseline right. Real good defense applied by the Blackhawks. Kelsey Hunt, who caused the shot to fall way short.
Well, you're 6'2". You don't want to shoot the ball from your waist. You got to keep the ball high, and that won't happen.
Right. Good point. Kylie Willis brought it down the floor. Threw it left wing to a teammate, got it back, hoisted up a three, off to the right, no good, out of bounds to the Tigers. 43-16 Jackson Center, 5:07 left to go in the third. Vanessa Winter had a very good second quarter for Jackson Center, is back on the floor at the moment. Reese on a weave to Elkert on the arc. Outside to Cameron Haney, who's back in. Right corner. Handling is Ware. Ware throws to the cutter, Cameron Elkert, but she dragged the pivot foot ever so slightly, did Kristen, and that's a walk. Blackhawks ball, 4:44 to go, third quarter. Ball being walked ahead up to the timeline. Kylie Willis gave it up, got it back, fed it to Bailey Johnson, coming out to catch. Is Stump 25 feet away, Elkert on her. Stump, ball high overhead. Hand off to teammate Kelsey Hunt. Hunt to Stump. Stump goes into the high post. Nearly a double dribble on the play there by a Mississinawa player. Blackhawks do control. On the arc, it's Kelsey Hunt with 4 minutes to go, third quarter. 43-16 in favor of Jackson Center. Ball thrown to the post. Popped up in the air nicely by Ware. Ware bolts down the floor for the Tigers. Pulls up and makes the bunny right in front. Good body control by Ware against the deuce.
She got hammered in the face and didn't phase her. She went ahead and shook it off and made the basket.
45-16 in favor of Jackson Center. Stump gives it up to Johnson. High left. Here's a three ball by Mississinawa. And nailed on the arm in the act of shooting is a three-point shooter, Sydney Hunt. And she strolls to the stripe with three free throws coming up. First of two right there, swish. 45-17 in favor of Jackson Center. 3:39 to go, third quarter. Second shot in the air. In again, boy, about as perfectly as you can make two in a row.
Yep. She had the three in this half, too. She's got all her points.
On both of them, you heard the crisp sound of the net as it was flicked by the ball flying through. Neither shot touched the rim. Third free throw up. This one's short. I may have hexed her. Rebound down to Haney of Jackson Center. Who comes up the floor in a hurry, goes right corner Elkert, on top to Hickey, straight away Cassie Meyer, high arching three ball, way short. Hickey can't control the rebound below the rim, out of bounds to Mississinawa. Blackhawks walk it up over the timeline, it's Willis, bounce pass outside the arc on the left, fed there to Johnson. Left corner, Willis, tightropes the boundary below the rim. Hands it off on the play to Sydney Hunt. Short jumper deflected, stolen at Jackson Center. Cassie Meyer races down the floor, stops on a dime, and sinks the 12-footer. 47-18 Jackson Center. Ball thrown left side of the circle to Bailey Johnson. Elbow jumper by her, hard. Rebounded by Meyer. Outlet to Haney for Jackson Center. She rips the other way for an easy two. Fast break layup by Jackson Center, which leads 49-18.
Yeah, that was Vanessa Winter.
I'm sorry, I said to Kristen Ware.
Yep, she's 4-for-4 from the floor now.
3-for-3 in the second quarter was Vanessa. 4-for-4 for the game is Vanessa Winter. Jackson Center's bench play has been outstanding all year long. Three-point try, stump, 25-footer, hit the rim, caromed up and over the corner of the backboard, and out of bounds. Hickey, Haney, Elkert, Meyer, and Sosby on the floor now for Jackson Center. Near side pass, Haney, sizes up the long three ball, shot it hard, no good. I said Haney, I should have said Vanessa Winter. I'm getting my
34-32. Yeah.
Yep, getting it mixed up. Minute 58 to go, third quarter. Mississinawa got the rebound, dribbling at side court is Murphy, 49-18 Jackson Center. Out high it goes to Johnson. Johnson hands off to Willis. 25 feet away, Murphy. Mississinawa rotates it around the arc. Willis far left wing. Now Johnson on top. Down to 90 seconds to go, third quarter. Ball thrown to the foul line. Turning is Hunt. Flips up a 10-footer. Did everything but go in. It skimmed around the iron. Every inch of the ring came off. Jackson Center rebound. Sosby quickly down the floor inside the winner. Short jumper, 6-footer, no, short. Tapped out of bounds by the Blackhawks. Was that winner's first miss of the night, Chuck?
No, she missed that long one.
Oh, that's right, she did. She's 4-for-6 in the shooting department is Vanessa. Meyer inbounding below the rim on the left. Open player underneath, low right, Haney catches and scores an easy deuce. Good inbounds play by Jackson Center, 51-18 Tigers. A minute to go, third quarter.
Called screen the screener.
Dribbling left corner, Mississinawa. Tightroping the boundary is Stump. Over guarding foul, Tigers, who stuck out a knee. An even minute left in the third, 51-18 in favor of Jackson Center. Murphy inbound to the left of the basket for Mississinawa. Lobs out high to Stump. Stump goes all the way to the right corner, then turns, arches up a shot from 18 feet, way long. Rebound down to Winter. Winter up the floor for Jackson Center. Tries to hit Sosby. Off her fingertips, Blackhawks get it. 42 seconds left in the third. Open three look. Stump from way downtown. Hit the heel. Rebound Meyer. Two-on-one break. Meyer, good jump pass down inside to Haney. On the finish, short, no good, might have been fouled, got it back. Rebound Meyer, no, Hickey's got it, but she may have gone up the back of a Mississinawa player. I don't think I saw that foul.
Well, I mean, it's a big lead, so they're not going to make a call, but they actually got fouled twice shooting the ball before they called that over the back.
Yeah, Haney clearly got jarred on her two attempts. 20 seconds to go in the third, 51-18 Jackson Center.
Maybe they're as hungry as I am. They're just trying to get it over.
Johnson, top of the circle, throws left side. Ball popped up in the air. Cassie Meyer comes away with it with 8 seconds to go, third quarter. Long lob, right corner. Here's a great drive, a winner all the way to the rack. She's belted from the back. Shot wouldn't go, but she's awarded 2 free throws. 4.4 to go, third quarter, 51-18 Jackson Center. Jackson Center and Troy Christian will hook up Saturday at noon in the upper bracket sectional championship game. Troy Christian victorious earlier tonight, 39-38 over Bodkins. First foul shot by Winter in, second one on the way, swish as well. Quickly midcourt, Murphy for Mississinawa, airborne on a long one, short, out of bounds, and that's it. Third quarter in the books here at Sydney High School. Girls Division IV upper bracket sectional semifinal. Jackson Center all over the Blackhawks, 53-18 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
So many thanks here tonight at Sydney High School to Matt Zerker from the Sydney Daily News. He is spewing out statistics for Chuck and me here at courtside about as quickly, Chuck, as the statistics happen out on the floor.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's why I sound smarter tonight than usual.
Turnover Jackson Center as we start the fourth quarter, or I should say turnover Blackhawks. Tigers have the ball to our left, leading 53-18. Wholesale changes for the Tigers. Madeline Platfoot, a 5'3 junior, is in. She looks inside for Hickey. Platfoot starts a drive. Can't deliver the pass. Hits Sosby outside the lane on the left. Bank shot. No good. Rebound down inside by Haney of Jackson Center. Missed it. Hickey got it and scored. 55-18 Tigers lead. 7 minutes left in the fourth. As Assiniboia walks the ball up ahead to the timeline, it is Stump who veers off to the right. Tries to go back door to Johnson, a teammate. Broken up, stolen by Hickey. Here come the Tigers. Hickey on the loose to Reese inside the arc. Hand off to Haney, dribbles with the left hand. Out back to Sosby, and Sosby goes over and back at the timeline. 6:40 left in the fourth. Jackson Center Tigers missing Alicia Kessler tonight. And I would imagine she would be back on the weekend for the sectional, upper bracket sectional championship game. Don't know that for sure.
I was going to say she wouldn't be for me.
30 feet away with the ball, Johnson. Right wing, it goes on the play to teammate Sidney Hunt. Back out to Murphy. Right back to Hunt. A lot of traffic. Bank shot from 8 feet. In, out, no good. Rebound Reese, Jackson Center. Outlet to Haney. Haney, nice body control. Pulled up outside the lane. Didn't walk and banked it in. Good play, Cameron Haney. 57-18 in favor of Jackson Center. Here is Mississinawa countering. Kelsey Hunt in the post, back to the basket. She maneuvers and is fouled. Well, one of the big highlights of this game, Chuck, the three-point shooting by Cameron Elkert of Jackson Center. She left the game earlier with, what, 23 points?
Yes, 23, yep.
23
yeah,
points.
She was terrific. I mean, she's a 17-point first quarter.
Seven threes, Cameron Elkert in this game. 1 2-pointer. 23 all told in what, a little over half, Chuck?
Yeah.
Two quarters plus a few minutes.
And I'm going to go out on a limb and say she might get the Clancy's player of the game.
I'd say that's a guarantee. Cameron Elkert, 17 points in the first quarter. Jackson Center led by how many after one?
24-9. It was official. I mean, essentially it was over at the end of the first quarter.
57-20 at the moment. Jackson Center turnover. Mississinawa with the ball. Interception, Kennedy Reese. She streaks the other way and makes a left-hand driving layup. 59-20 in favor of Jackson Center. 5:40 to go here in the fourth. Murphy at midcourt for Mississinawa, picked up by Sosby. She bounces down into the right corner. No one home. stump, couldn't trace it down. Tigers will bring it back down the floor. Troy Christian, the opponent for Jackson Center on Saturday at noon. The anticipated third meeting of the year between Bodkins and Jackson Center won't happen. Jackson Center beat Bodkins 38-35 and 47-41 in the regular season. But Bodkins was nipped in the earlier game tonight by Troy Christian, 39-38. Splendid drive here by Kennedy Reese as she bolted in from the right corner. Was that Reese or Sosby, Chuck?
Reese.
Beautiful play by Kennedy as she slipped in along the baseline and banked one home. And here's a bank shot by Mississinawa. Elbow on the left, stump drills it. Two-pointer, 61-22 in favor of Jackson Center with 4:51 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Reese at midcourt. Goes left side to Sosby, on top to Hickey. Outside the arc to Platfoot, broken up by Mississinawa, knocked away out of bounds. So many thanks to our fine underwriting sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com, including the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Gratitude to them. Shout-outs to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, which came on board last March during the high school basketball tournament. Here's Hickey with a nice drive as she carved out space in the lane. Missed the runner off the backboard. Rim no good, but a defensive foul against Stump, who got there late for the Blackhawks. And Hickey's got two tries coming. And as well, a thank you to Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. On-time high-tech computer solutions, upgrades, tutoring, data recovery, data transfer, remote management, PC and network repair. Adam Rice with high-quality computer service at Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. Plus an array of customized promotional items available for you, too, at Adams Tech Solutions. Mugs, pens, T-shirts, you name it. They can all be customized. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. Also specializing in high-tech computer solutions for you, too, as well as specialty advertising items. Adam Rice, 538-6948. That's Adam Rice, Adams Tech Solutions, 538-6948. After the Mississinawa turnover, missed shot by Platfoot of Jackson Center, handoff to Haney. Back to Platfoot, 4 minutes to go. Into Haney, baseline left. Goes all the way below the rim, comes out other side, lays it through. Cameron Haney gets the goal. Nice agility shown by her. 63-22, Jackson Center. 3:47 left in the fourth quarter. Here's a deep left corner three by Stump. Overshot it. Rebound down to Sosby for the Tigers. On the left-hand bounce. Outside the arc, near side to Haney. Haney to Platfoot, 25 feet away. Now Sosby, 3:20 to go. Sosby head of the circle, right side to Hickey on the arc. Hickey a few dribbles, foul line, doesn't shoot. Hands behind her to Haney, who pulls up in the lane, 10-footer, bouncing in. Soft touch, Cameron Haney. Fine game by her off the bench.
We talked about it. Their bench is very deep.
Yeah, she and Winter have played very well in substitute roles. Jackson Center not with Alicia Kessler here tonight. That's a lot of size missing on the interior. Timeout Blackhawks, 3 minutes to go. Jackson Center up 65-22 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkins, 25 and 274.
Mississinewa Valley basketball, far side of the court. It'll be thrown in play by Willis. Backcourt to Stump, up over the timeline. Back to Willis, who gets a screen, picks up her dribble. Loops it near side for Sydney Hunt. Here's a long bank shot, three-pointer, no good. Rebound down to Sosby at Jackson Center. 2:40 to go, 65-22. Tigers lead it. Jackson Center will play for the upper bracket sectional championship on Saturday at noon against Troy Christian. Here's Platfoot, elbow on the left. Now to Sosby, top of the key. On the bounce. Now to Haney on the weave. Here's Cassie Meyer behind the, or I should say Hickey behind the arc. Profile those two young ladies.
They kind of the same look, don't they?
They sure do. Travel call against the Tigers. Mississinewa will bring it down. How many turnovers, Chuck, against Jackson Center tonight? Did I ask you a question I shouldn't have?
You know, no, they've got to be, they got 12 total. Yeah. I quit keeping track because Matt's been giving me stats.
Nothing wrong with 12. Don't want to exceed that but too much. Here's a long three-pointer stump. It's strong. Rebound down to Platfoot of Jackson Center. Backcourt it goes on the play to Haney. 1:56 to go in the fourth. Haney top of the circle, foul line. To Hickey near side. Bree Davis in now, 5'3 junior. Good drive by her down the lane. Lost the ball. Tight defense by the Blackhawks. Out of bounds to Mississinewa.
It's 13.
Good update.
I got both hands going that time. I figured it out.
Minute 43 to go in the fourth. Jackson Center Tigers will go to 19-4 on the year. Mississinewa, a young team, finishing at 2-21. Here's a three-pointer, a bomb, left side of the floor. Hard by Sydney Hunt. Rebound Jackson Center, a travel call. Minute 26 to go. Our anchor underwriting sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. As always, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna. Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center. Sydney Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney. Troy Body Car Star, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy. U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio region. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Mississinewa has the ball, a kneeing foul called at midcourt on Sosby of Jackson Center, who got in the path of the dribbler on that last play. Zappa Resende, who inbounds it. I'm sorry, Chuck, I'm looking at the wrong roster.
No, that was her.
It was?
Yeah.
Here at midcourt for, there's a bad pass, Jackson Center on the intercept. No, I was looking at the Mechanicsburg roster.
They got one of those two?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was looking at the right roster.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It's been one of those nights.
It's going to be hard to believe it. Two teams have a Zappa Resendez.
My eyes are failing me. I got Hickey and Meyer mixed up. You're right. The profiles of those two young ladies, similar. 46 seconds to go. Hickey 25 feet away, straight on, puts it on the deck, spins, doesn't shoot. Oh, nice play, slicing to the rim is Davis, can't hang on, below the basket, out of bounds to Mississinewa. 38 ticks left in the clock, 66-22. Jackson's, there go my eyes again, Chuck, 65-22.
We're almost done.
30 seconds to go here in the fourth. Stump steps back, tries to line it up. 26-footer for Mississinewa. Hit the rim short, no good. Rebound pulled down on the play by Platfoot of Jackson Center. And either a tie-up or a foul, it's the Tigers' ball.
They call it the tie-up.
Jump, arrow favors the orange and black. Here's Sosby in backcourt against Zappa Resende. Up the left side to Hickey with 16 to play. The story of this game, Jackson Center far too much talent and experience for Mississinawa, which will be better in years to come. It's a club that lacks the big young lady on the inside, no size. Bad pass midcourt, Mississinawa intercepts. Here's a stop shot by Murphy, 17-footer at the buzzer. It is no good off the back iron, and the game comes to a close. Cameron Elkert with 7 threes in this game, 17 points in the first quarter by her. She wound up with 23 in all, 7 triples and a deuce. She was clearly the star and the theme of this contest. Phenomenal three-point shooting by Cameron Elkert as the Tigers blast Mississinawa 65-22, setting up the upper bracket sectional championship game at noon Saturday, Tigers against Troy Christian. Chuck standing by to highlight our Clancy star of the game.
Well, I think it's pretty obvious who it's going to be. I put the asterisk in the wrong spot, but Cameron Elkert, 23 points, like you said, seven threes. She was just amazing tonight. But let's talk about Cameron Haney. She had 8. Vanessa Winter had 10. So those two young ladies did a great job off the bench. And then on the other side, they were led by Kelsey Hunt. She had 11. So the Clancy's player of the game is obviously Cameron Elkert.
Clancy's in Sydney on Wapak Avenue. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Cameron Elkert with a phenomenal performance.
She had 23 points in 22 minutes.
Wow, probably second to the Maria Heron showing we saw back in the earlier part of the season when she riddled, was it Botkins on that day?
It was Botkins,
yeah.
Yes.
And Maria had close to 40 in that game.
She had 37 and 10, 3 or 4 cracks at trying to get to 40.
Yeah, and played
a school record.
And played all of 4 quarters. Cameron Elkert with 23 points here tonight, 8 of 12 from the floor in total, 7 of 10 behind the arc, and she got that done in just a little more than one half, had 17 points in the first. And again, Chuck, our final tally in this game is 65-22. Jackson Center just about delivered the knockout punch in the first quarter, scoring 24 points.
Yeah, they started strong. I mean, that's what they kind of needed to do in a game where you are the prohibitive favorite and you've had some games where you struggled offensively during the season. That start propelled them to their 65 points.
And I would say Jackson Center, the number one seed, a solid favorite in the upper bracket sectional championship game Saturday against Troy Christian, which edged by Botkins earlier tonight in a mild surprise.
Yeah, I mean, it was a surprise for the fact that you watched for 3 quarters and you kept looking at the score. You thought Botkins should be up 10, 12 points, mm-hmm. and every time you looked up, it was a 2 or 4 point game.
Yep, you miss a dozen free throws and shoot less than 50% at the stripe. You're probably going to get beat in the tournament by a club that is about as good as you are. Don't forget, tomorrow night, we're right back here on scoresbroadcast.com, online on the web at 5:45 p.m. Game 1. Fort Loramie and Ansonia in the lower bracket of this girls Division IV sectional tournament. And then it's Rushi Mechanicsburg in the nightcap. We'll be offline for several minutes between games and then return to webcast that one too. Rhett Gish has been our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Sydney High School. Again, final score, game one tonight. Troy Christian 39, Botkins 38. Game two, Jackson Center 65, Mississinewa Valley 22.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.